This Saturday, the Honolulu Museum of Art plays host to a screening of a film set on the Big Island in Hilo. We talked to the director, Chris Yogi, about the twists and turns on an unexpected journey that he found himself on.
Well, this film is August at Akiko's, was really inspired by a trip that I had taken a few years ago to the Big Island of Hawaii to, I was actually location scouting for another film. And I ended up in a small town in the Hamakua coastline called Wailea. My producer and I were staying at a bed and breakfast, a Buddhist bed and breakfast called Akiko's Buddhist Bed and Breakfast. And, you know, I just fell in love with the place. I fell in love with the bed and breakfast that we're staying with. I fell in love with Akiko, who was running it, and then just the community that we had met while we were on that trip. I just knew that someday I would come back and make a film in this area of Hawaii Island. And then a few months later, I was back in Honolulu and I was actually doing research on my family. I was building my family tree on Ancestry.com. I don't remember why I was doing that, but I was doing it. And I discovered that both sides of my family could trace their lineages back to this area of the Big Island that we had been staying in. So my great-great-grandfather, this is where he actually landed when he immigrated from Japan, you know, like 120 years ago or something. And on the other side of my family, my grandma was born one town over from the town we were staying in. And so I had no idea. I had no idea I had roots in the Big Island. I had no idea that our family had even spent any time there. And so at that point, I decided to make a film set in this area of the Big Island and really use it as an opportunity to learn and to enmesh myself in the community and learn about this place that I had connection to, but I had no idea that I had a connection to.
I love it. Serendipity.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, we have a snippet of the trailer. Set the scene.
Yeah, so this film is about a musician. His name is Alex Sang Hung Tai. He's a real musician. He grew up in Honolulu, but he really found success after he left Hawaii and started touring all around the world under his band Dirty Beaches. And so me and him collaborated on a film about a musician who's returning home after many years away and reconnecting with his roots. So really it's a story that combines his story of going away, making music and then coming home, and my story of, you know, wanting to find more information about this place that I had a connection to but I didn't really know much about. And so this trailer sort of gives you a sense of the film story, but also the sense of like the world that we're building through the music and through the sounds of nature on the Big Island.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Where did you just come from?
It's a long story.
It's a long story.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm over at Grandma's place right now. Her house is not here anymore. Anyway, just call me back.
Tell you, I have a friend who has stayed at Akiko's, and I hear it's just delightfully charming. And so I was excited when I saw that
Amazing.
The film was playing at the Kahala Theaters, and I tried to go see it, but my schedule unfortunately didn't allow me to catch it at the time.
Yeah, you know, it was such an awesome experience to be able to release the film at the Kahala Theater. You know, that was like a theater I grew up going to movies in. You know, my grandparents lived in Kambuki, so I spent so much time at that theater. And then to then release this movie, my first feature film at Kahala Theater was amazing.
But folks who missed it at Kahala will have an opportunity to catch it, though.
Yeah, so it'll be playing again in Honolulu at the Doris Duke Theater on June 1st and June 4th. And then we'll be playing in Kona. This is really exciting because we played in Hilo, but we haven't played in Kona yet, at the Aloha Theater as a part of the Made in Hawaii Film Festival. And that one's on June 14th at 8 p.m.
So what's the response been?
You know, it's been really interesting. So this film, our world premiere was at the International Film Festival of Rotterdam in the Netherlands. It's a world film festival that plays a lot of sort of independent and art films from around the world. And our screenings were, we had something like 5 screenings, and they were just packed. And people would just come up to us and just thank us for making such a sort of artful and transporting film. Like really, really what we wanted to do is just transport the audience to Hawaii and really immerse them in the, you know, in the natural beauty of the island. And people who had never been to Hawaii came to watch the film and felt so connected to it. And it's been that experience sort of everywhere we've sort of played. You know, we've played in Taiwan, we've played all over the continental U.S. as well. And people always want to come up to us and feel a connection to the story and the place, even if they've never been to Hawaii or have no connection to the place. So that's really cool.
Well, I know the one image that I saw in the trailer of the young man in the stream, in the pond, you know, that's just so Hilo.
Yeah, it's real Hilo. Yeah, we try, you know, like really what we did when we were making this film is we really tried to just immerse ourselves in the community. And so a lot of ideas that came up while we were making the film was about people telling us, oh, you should go here. Oh, you should check this out. Oh, you should try this, you know? And we really allowed the spirit of the community and the people that were around us to really help us to manifest this film as it is. So it was really a real communal effort.
It must have been fun, though, I imagine, just the journey that you went on, you know, the whole discovery, you know, finding Akiko's and then finding your story connect to that town.
Yeah, I mean, it was such a, you know, I've been making films for a long time, and this film had just a sort of magical element to it from the beginning, from our sort of coincidental meeting with Akiko to then deciding to go back and shoot the film. And having, it felt like every day something surprising or something magical was happening. And we really tried to capture that magic in the film. And hopefully that when audiences go watch the film, they can feel that sort of magic coming off of the screen.
Yeah, it is really magic. I mean, it's a kind of this dreamy little film, at least what I saw of it in the trailer. But just yeah. So, it just kind of draws you in.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what we're looking for. We're looking to really bring the audience into a place that when we were there shooting, you know, we felt like we were in, you know, it was a sense of healing or just a spirit or something. We just felt so moved. And so we just wanted to capture that as it is and present that to the audience so that the theater then becomes this interesting space where they can come and immerse themselves in another place and then, you know, hopefully I'll also find a sense of healing or a sense of spirit flowing through themselves through the film.
And once the film festival is POW, you think there'll be a chance that it'll come back to Kahala Theater again?
I hope so. That would be awesome. We should let them know that people want to see it. No, I mean, it'll be released all over the continent of the U.S. And then I think after this point, it's going to go to online. So we're looking probably at summer, fall for it to be available online. So that'll be exciting.
August at Akiko's screens June 1st. That's the Saturday at the Doris Duke Theater for 3 showings. And again, as part of the Made in Hawaii Film Festival in Kona on the 14th. And Chris Yogi shares that Akiko, the proprietor, will be on hand for that Big Island event. You can find details on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.